Gospel of St. Mark. Jesus went to his hometown, and his disciples accompanied him. With the coming of the Sabbath, they began teaching in the synagogue, and most of them were astonished. Where did the man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been granted him, and these miracles that are worked through him? This is the carpenter, surely, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and Jude and Simon. His sisters, too, are they up here with us? And they would not accept him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is only despised in his own country, among his own relation, and in his own house. And he could work no miracle there, though he cured a few sick people by laying his hands amidst a lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord. Just 4 days ago, we read from the Gospel of St. Matthew how the people of the country of the Gadarenes asked Jesus to leave their neighborhood after he dispossessed the demoniacs of their demons and cast them into the herd of pigs. The people could not handle such a strange man with strange authority, and so they asked him to leave their country. Today, we read of Jesus being rejected again, but this time in his own home and among his very own people. Perhaps he was going to his own people in the company of his disciples, feeling excited and hoping to manifest God's glory among them. But he received a greater rejection that caused him to lament over their lack of apart from the few sick ones whom he laid hands on and cured. How disappointing that must have been for him. But what could be responsible for such rejection from his own people, even after his wisdom and the miracles he had? They despised him. Isn't he the poor, uneducated carpenter? So how could he possibly be so wise? Isn't he the son of the lowly Mary? On what then could they base his popularity? And his brothers and sisters, are they not the same people they see in their neighborhood every day? So how could he possibly be so divinely connected? They knew him too well, therefore, this new resume of his wouldn't be true. He must be a fake prophet and miracle worker, or as we say here in Nigeria, he must be a 419 prophet. Jesus therefore left his hometown without working any miracle there. What a loss. This gospel challenges us to reflect on such questions as, how do we react to the unfamiliar? How do we perceive the uncommon? How do we respond to things that challenge the status quo? Can we permit God to reveal his glory in us, in the things, events, or people we consider to be ordinary? Can we celebrate God in the giftedness of others? We need to check our tendency to deny or dismiss those things that we do not understand. To meet God in the unfamiliar requires faith and grace. And the grace of God is sufficient for us if we open up to it.